This is Alec Theaterbytes, a.k.a. Barnaby Jones, a.k.a. Who Let Him Out of the Gate, a.k.a. Alec Theaterbytes. Cabaret is playing now at the Ha Performing Arts Center, playing February 6th through the 15th, 2026. Cabaret follows an aspiring writer as he talks about his experience living in pre-World War II Germany and his tumultuous relationship with cabaret singer Sally Bowl. First time dropping into Glendora, part of the historic Route 66. Charming little downtown, the Ha Performing Arts Center is actually located in Citrus College, a community college in the Glendora area that's been around since 1915. Another interesting factoid, if you're just walking around Glendora, you might randomly run into peacocks? Not something I'm used to seeing on a normal stroll. This thing was walking around in the middle of the street, and there was even a sign that warned not to feed the peacocks. Peacock City, who knew? Back to the review. As you walk to the Ha Performing Arts Center, there are two types of seating arched towards the stage. The general seating, where I was further in the back, and round table seating near the stage. Like you're at a dinner theater or a romantic restaurant. To the right of the stage, the theater has a bar decorated like it's part of the set, and you can buy candies and refreshment. Roy Rogers and Skittles. That's all I say. The stage is incredibly close to the round tables, and even further back where I was seated is still quite close to the stage, giving it an intimate theater experience. They really played into just making the whole space feel like a nightclub besides only focusing on the stage, and I think that's a big win, especially when the actors are walking up right next to you and talking and conversing with the people in their chairs. I don't know what it is about the show, but every time I'm like, I hope they make the right decisions this time, shows how well told this story is, because I'm still holding out, you know? But it's a sobering piece, particularly the ending. John Patrick's set design is loud and in your face, like the main character Sally Bowles played in this production by Molly Billman. So very fitting for the subject matter. Big signs saying Kit Kat Club. The band is nestled on the top of the stage, visible but also a part of the club's atmosphere. The live band with music direction from musical director Marcus Beltran. Man, the pepper from these three horn players put out there in the show was redonkulous, just hitting it. Colin Hernandez on trombone, Akai Vargas and Dominic Munez on trumpet. The three brassketeers once again giving so much and asking nothing in return. Musical theater is comprised of so many elements, and what really stuck out the most from this ensemble was the singing. The singing was fantastic. Billman sings her heart out on that stage. Vocally sound performances from her. Farland Kost's Ariana Varikian's. Good vocals and performance. Joey Colodi, the MC, sprightly, loose, and full of energy, exactly what you're looking for in the part. He does a great job with the transition of emotion from beginning to end. The actor who plays Herr Schultz in this, Dale Shine, what a voice. What really stood out was how his tone when he sings, whether on purpose or not, has a Disney-esque sound to it. And I think that's such an interesting choice for his character, who has so much hope, even though he's in such a terrible situation. And I think that hope really translates well in Shin's singing. Besides the obviously talented singing on this show, the sound from this performance was quite excellent. From where I was sitting, many of the actors had mics, and the band and the vocal sounded pretty well balanced the night I went. I give Cabaret at Citrus College an 8.2 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommend. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.